How do we learn to value the things we already have? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Laura Russell, assistant professor of communication at Denison University, discusses gratitude.
In a culture that often focuses on giving forth and achieving, when and how do we learn the art of receiving? With Thanksgiving on the horizons, we are called to pause and question, not so much what we have done, but rather what we have been given. Gratitude is celebrated through holiday songs, charming news stories, and poetic greeting cards. Yet while promoting ways to be thankful, these popular understandings often frame gratitude as just a simple act of acknowledgement. But could it be something more? What does it mean to live in and through gratitude? Imagine the many givens in our lives that have always just been there. How do we become better receivers, capable of recognizing all that has been and continues to be given to us? Perhaps one way to do so is by practicing gratitude as both an act of receiving and reading. Reading through the lens of gratitude entails searching between and below the lines of our live surfaces to detect the value dwelling in all that exists before us. Value here is key. Value does not present itself. Rather, we imagine and express value in response to that which we receive. Value is the giving end of receiving. Therefore, when celebrating giving thanks, we must first be attentive to how we are receiving, and then giving forth the value we realize through the eyes of gratitude.
That was Laura Russell of Denison University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.